Hey all, here is the last update on my Vietnam adventure. It is Friday night and the build is over. We just got back to Saigon from Ratchaburi about 7 hours away. We took a bus and stopped in Can Tho for the night in order to visit the floating markets this morning. Can Tho was a huge city with big buildings and lot of lights, reminded me of an Asian version of New York City. Tonight is our last team dinner. We leave tomorrow night at 11 p.m. So tomorrow is sleep in day / spa day / shopping day. Then we will be on our way, arriving at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday night. Yesterday we finished the floors in the family's homes. We ate lunch with them and gave them fans for their houses. They were so excited. I have to say that the work week got progressively better after the trench digging day. I think I alarmed a few of you. We started laying the bricks and actually seeing progress, and we soon got our brick laying flow down pat. Then we had a goodbye dinner with the Habitat people. We went to a fancy restaurant and had a private room with private karaoke. Yes, we had to take part at least once. That was really funny. And yes, we sang Vietnamese songs along with some American music. On Wednesday, we visited a local school. We had to take a boat through the Mekong Delta to get there. We were riding right next to the water buffalo and all the river bathers. Shelly and I led all the kids in a few songs. We were standing in a big circle singing the Hockey Pocky and the chicken dance. Ms. Ovette was in full effect. Then on Thursday we went to an orphanage. This particular one had babies, young children, teenagers, and elderly people. It doubled as the orphanage and a nursing home for the elderly with and without mental disorders. I was doing fine until we went into the Agent Orange room, which had all of the children who had been affected by Agent Orange. It was really emotional for me to see that, but the kids were so happy just to hear a voice talk to them and feel someone's touch. I didn't last long though. Some of the cases were really extreme. In the baby room, one little girl came running over to me and played with me the whole time. She was severely cross-eyed and had some sort of walking deformity and skin disorder. She laughed and laughed the whole time. Now it's over, thank God for such a wonderful experience. It was hard. I learned a lot. And I am ready for the next trip. See you all soon. I love you, Elisa. Oh yeah, snake was on the menu yesterday. I passed.